Hello and welcome to the PixiePearls.com podcast, episode 4, Everyday Things. Today we're going to talk about my weekend knitting adventures, a fiber spotlight, and several blog spotlights. Okay, let's get right to it. So this Saturday I hosted a knitting soiree at my house, and it was a lot of fun. I like having these events because it gives me a good excuse to clean the house, and also a good excuse to buy flowers and wine. Now, I have to admit, I have a little bit of an embarrassment from my party. One of the girls who came, when I opened the door, I said, hey, and I had a moment where I was like, you know, she really looks familiar to me. And I knew that there was going to be one girl who was going to come who I thought I had not met before. Sometime later, about like an hour into the party, I was sitting there thinking, I know this person. Oh my gosh. So I was like, hey, didn't I meet you at the Distaff Day celebration? Or I think I asked her, were you there? And she was like, yeah. And it kind of clicked and I realized it was actually Jen from Jenlaw from the blog that I spotlighted last week. So yeah, just a little embarrassing, but I have a really bad memory. And this is basically a very classic example of the dumb things that I do from time to time. And it's funny because I think the reason that I have her blog and blog lines is because I met her at Distaff Day, added it, and then totally forgot exactly who she was. But then when I saw her face, after a little while, my brain caught up and it all, you know, made sense. So I just want to apologize to Jen because I didn't remember her and I probably offended her, but hopefully not too much. And after a little bit, everything came together and my memory came back and I had everything connected properly. I had a lot of fun at my knitting party. I love having these from time to time. It's a really good excuse to clean. I got to give away a little bit of yarn at the end. It was a little bit of a stash reduction. I was really happy to do that because over the last 2 years, I've collected a lot of yarn. Of course, I couldn't get rid of the woolies. I had 5 balls of pretty dark blue woolies and nobody wanted it. But it really did feel good to reduce a little bit of my stash, especially stuff that I didn't think I would be knitting with and that I had bought several years ago. Highly recommend you try it. So, okay, today we do not have a yarn spotlight. We have a fiber spotlight. A couple weeks ago, I was on a blog that I have in blog lines, and that blog is the intrepidfiberwizard.blogspot.com. She had this beautiful teal-colored roving that just spun up so pretty, and I hadn't bought any roving in a while, and I've been feeling very discouraged to spin any of the stuff that I have. I don't know why, just in a lull. And so I thought, I'll go get a little bit of that because it's very inspiring and so pretty on her blog. Well, I didn't realize that the blog was by someone who's a part of the company, so when I wrote a note or a comment in my order, she emailed me back and we talked a little bit and I was so happy to get the roving when it came. It's a merino tencel blend called More Teals and I got 4 ounces of it and I spun a bit of it up tonight. I'll post pictures to my blog once I get some batteries for my digital camera, hopefully sometime this week. Now when I bought it, I didn't know what tencel was. I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly actually. And I didn't even know what it was when it arrived, so I went and looked it up for this podcast. Tencel is made from natural cellulose found in wood pulp. It's produced in a non-chemical manner, so the fiber is economical, and it's a natural resource, and it's fully biodegradable. It spins up really silky and pretty. Now remember, it's a merino blend. It's 50-50. And it spins up really silky and shiny and smooth in your fingers. I think you have to do a lot of pre-drafting with it. Well, not a lot, but a decent amount. I think that's true of most fibers, actually. The only issue I had with it, and it's just because I've never spun with this before, is I found that if I let the twist go too far up, if I let my tension be too loose and I let the twist go up, it was very hard to then draft a little bit of that because it was too thick. Where with, like, the Coopworth, if it goes up too far, it's a really quick hand movement to loosen it up and pull it a little bit thinner. So with the tencel, I think just because of the consistency of it, it was a little bit more difficult to spin, but I caught on to it after a minute or two. If you go to the blog, theintrepidfiberwizard.blogspot.com, you can see an example of this beautiful little jacket that she knit up out of some similar fiber that she spun up. I'm not really sure what it was made out of, but it was one of the ones that they sell. Just beautiful. I thought it was such a great example of their fibers that they sell and the things that you can knit from them. Of course, I guess you have to be a good spinner. I don't know when I'll get to the point where I'll be able to knit a sweater out of something that I spun and actually like it, considering my history with liking things I knit out of purchased yarn. So speaking of blogs, we're going to move right on along to our blog spotlight. And our first blog spotlight I am doing because this month I have a pair of socks due for the Sockapalooza. And the Sockapalooza knit along, I guess you could call it, is this thing where you have kind of a secret sock pal and you're knitting socks for them and they don't know who you are until they get the socks in the mail and then they know who was knitting them a pair of socks. I had 3 months to knit these socks, and of course I've waited to the last month to do it, and I'm really not entirely sure why I sign up for secret pals or knit-alongs or sock swaps, because I just don't like knitting anything under pressure or under a deadline, and I really need to learn and stop doing this. But I am going to go ahead, knit these pair of socks, finish them on time, and they will be probably my second official pair of knitted socks ever. But I'm going to get them done and I'm going to send them out. So there'll probably be some updates on that later in the month as I do my podcast, because I have to finish these socks. The blog that is holding this competition is Allison of the Blue Blog, and it's allison.knitsmiths.us. And of course, I'll have the URLs to all the things I'm talking about at podcast.pixiepearls.com. Allison is a fantastic knitter. She has some wonderful items on her blog, and she finishes a lot of items. I think finishing things is the key to having a very popular and successful blog, which puts me out of that realm, but some of my favorite blogs are people who post a lot of pictures and who have a lot of finished objects, and just surfing, I've seen that they get the most comments, so I think that is true for most people who like to read blogs. One of the things that I love that she knit was this past Halloween. She did thing one and thing two, and she knit these adorable little sweaters for her twin sons. And then out of bright blue fun fur, she knit them wigs. It was just so creative. You should go to her blog, check out her gallery. It's just amazing. It's definitely an enjoyable blog. Another one of her items that she knit that I just adored were these pair of socks for her husband. And one was a gray pair of socks with the Apple logo on the side, like for Macintosh computers, and it had a big apple and a slightly darker gray color on the side. So not only was it really clever and creative, but the color scheme that she used just reminds me of the color of a power book. It was just very classy and well done. And then the other pair were a black pair with these little pixelated looking art, kind of like an old arcade video game that's probably familiar to most guys, and they were just awesome. I wish I could knit those for my husband, but maybe one day. Allison also recently traveled to Germany, and if you go look in her archives for last month, you can see all the goings-on and all the different fun she had with her children and all the different yarns she bought while she was away. Another thing that Allison does that I really like is she often knits Fildar patterns, and I just adore Fildar patterns, but of course, I can't knit them because I don't speak French. Okay, so onward to my next blog spotlight. And my next blog spotlight is cknits.blogspot.com, and her name is Charisse, and I really hope that I'm pronouncing her name correctly. She just recently finished a blue sky fitted tank in this adorable pumpkin orange color out of some organic cotton, and it's just great because you guys know how much I love sexy fitted tank tops, and she knit a really cute one, and it looks adorable on her, and she also just got a haircut, a really short haircut that just looks awesome, and she totally can pull it off. If I got my hair cut that short, it would curl up like worse than Shirley Temple, and I would look like a grandma. So I totally envy her adorable haircut. And one of the reasons I'm doing her as a blog spotlight is because she sent me the most adorable gift in the mail, and I think she was offering them out on her blog if anyone wanted them. She made her own knitting needles. She told me that she used a pencil sharpener, and then I guess she sanded them down, and they have these cute tops with like clay or something. I'm not really sure what it is, but I got 2 pair, and so in a note that she had included with it, she suggested that I give 1 pair to another knitting friend, which I thought was so sweet and so fun. and I already have someone in mind for them, so I just thought that was really cool. And also, of course, it had stitch markers, and I love stitch markers. I can never say no to stitch markers. She's also knitting something else called Tempting 2, and I'm not exactly sure what it is, but I am interested for when she finishes it, because it's made out of Rowan Calmer, and I'm knitting something out of Rowan Calmer right now, and it's one of my most favorite yarns, at least as far as cotton goes, because I don't normally like cotton yarns. She had been waiting for a few months to find another ball, or I think it was two balls, in the same color that she had. And I know we've all probably been there when you run out of yarn and then you have to try and track down more in the same dye lot or something similar. So go check out those blogs, Allison and Charisse. They're great. I have had them on blog lines both for a while now. So next up, I have some exciting news. I commissioned a piece of artwork to be done of a pixie knitting, and she was supposed to look similar to me. I had wanted to do this for a while. I've been contemplating it, and I was blog surfing. I'm going to have to go research how I found her blog, because I can't remember how, and she had these beautiful little drawings and paintings. Her commission price was right around the cost of a sweater knitted out of fairly decent yarn, so I thought, well, I could buy another pack of yarn, or I could commission a piece of artwork for my blog, and I thought, I'm going to do this. This is going to be really cool and really fun, and what was really motivating me to do it is my podcast, because I've gotten some positive feedback, and it makes me want to keep going. It's when I get those emails that I think, hey, you know, this is worth doing, this is fun, somebody out there appreciates it, and shockingly enjoys listening to me. And I can't explain to you how odd that is, but it's really fun. And so I got the finished color artwork today in the mail, and it's just awesome. So what I plan on doing with it is redesigning my blog with the new graphics, and then I want to create like a tank top or something with the graphic on it so that I can wear it to the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival, and hopefully I can kind of advertise my podcast that way if I can get the words big enough. And I'm just going to make it myself with a little screen printer that I have where you can hand stamp clothing. And if it comes out cute, maybe I'll make a couple to give away or something. But I really can't wait. And it's so cute. It's a little girl. It's a little pixie. And she's knitting. And she has really pretty colored yarn in her hand. And of course, it's all blues and beiges and greens, my favorite colors. So I can't wait for you guys to see that. And hopefully sometime next week, I can get all that up. But I think I might have some trouble because work has me in these 10-hour meetings for the first 3 days next week. So I don't know what will happen. Plus, I have workouts and all that kind of junk. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to try to work on my website next week if I have any times in the evening or if I have any energy. But I'm only working out Monday and Friday, so that should leave me a big chunk in the middle of the week. I'd really like to get it up before my next podcast. So while we're on the topic of the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival, I'm getting a little nervous and self-conscious because I know a lot of people that I've seen their blogs and I've talked to them before over email. I'm going to be meeting them and it's just a little apprehensive. I get a little shy about it, but I know it's going to be so much fun and I'm really going to enjoy myself. So I'm shy about it, but I'm excited about it. And it's only like 3 weeks away, so it's like the big countdown. And then, of course, getting to see my sister's baby and giving her the sweater that I knit for him. Now, no one in my family knits, and I didn't know if my sister really appreciated that I was knitting her the sweater for the baby. I knew that she appreciated me knitting it and the value of it as far as that goes, but she's kind of picky about the way clothing look, so I wasn't really sure if she was at all excited about it, though I knew that she'd appreciate it. So when I called her earlier this week and I did talk to her, she said, "So are you done with the baby sweater?" And I was so happy she asked me that because that meant she thought of it on her own and she was showing interest in it. So I think she might be more excited about it than I realized. Though she did really like when I made a quilt for her first son. So I know that that made her very emotional and she was like, "I'm gonna cry, it's so cute." And my sister's not the crying type, so it's really cool that she appreciates those things, even though she doesn't sew or knit. All right, changing topics. So last week I talked about that Navajo plying article and spinoff, and I really don't do well with those kind of pictures for stuff that I've never tried before. I have to see someone do it live. So if any of you know of any Navajo flying videos on the internet, please email me them, and I'll share the link as well next week if I get some feedback before then, because I'd really like to try this, especially with the Merino that I just was playing with this week, and I just can't figure it out from static pictures. I need a live video. And my email is podcast@pixiepearls.com. The last thing that I'm going to talk about today is my current knitting. So last week, the Delgarn tank that I was knitting went kind of south. I've decided that I'm going to give that to a good friend of mine who I'm going to visit when I'm in D.C. for the Maryland Sheep and Wool Festival. And I just have to finish one of the armholes. It needs to have the inch of ribbing put on it. And I know that won't take me very long. So I might actually save it and do it when I'm there so that she can appreciate it and see me doing it. Plus, I know she'll be interested in that part of it. And she's a little bit larger than I am, so I'm thinking it might fit her better. And plus, I know that she would like it, or she would appreciate it and probably really want it just because she likes anything that I make. So I'm glad to have a plan for giving that to someone, because whenever I knit anything and I'm 90% through and I know it's not what I want, I just go ahead and finish it because I spent 2 weeks of my life knitting on the thing. I'm not going to rip it out. I'm giving it to Goodwill. I'm burning it in a seance or something to celebrate the fact that it didn't turn out right in my anger. I'm just not going to rip it out and knit again with it. It's dead in my mind. I can't do it. So right now I am working on my Knit and Tonic Essential Stripe 2.0, as I like to call it, and it is going very well, aside from the fact that none of the measurements add up the way that they should be, but it fits, and it's made out of that blue Rowan Calmer I got 2 weeks ago in Dahlonega when I went to the little knitting field trip that we took with the knitting group that I've recently joined. I put pictures of it up on my blog today, and afterwards I actually got 2 more inches farther than I was in those photographs, and I would have updated them, but as I mentioned, my digital camera batteries have died and I need some new batteries. I'm very happy I got 2 more inches into it. I think I can put a big dent in it this week, and I don't know, I'll get to wear it maybe, I hope. And the problems that I was having with it, you know, they weren't problems, but the weirdness was that in the directions, you're supposed to measure on the diagonal for 10 inches, and I had done that with the previous one that I had knit, the one that is missing one sleeve because I haven't finished it yet. So when I laid my new one down on top of it, I kept going until they were equal, and then I measured it, and it was only 9 inches. So the only thing I can think that I did was stretch it out when I was measuring the original one, or maybe it kind of like shrunk back. But cotton's supposed to be kind of stretchy, right? So I just let it match the original one, the first one that I knit, because I know that one fits properly and I would not want it any bulkier than that. So then I went ahead and did the joins and I tried it on, which are the photographs you can see on my blog, pixiepearls.com, and I was very happy with how it fit and how the blue yarn looked, and I'm just really excited to get to the point where I get to add the sleeves and add the ribbing on the neck, because I didn't get that far on the other one. And this one's nicer because I'm not going to have the sleeve drama that I had on the other one. So stay tuned this week on my blog if you'd like to see the progress on that. I'm just really excited how I can just grind through these patterns now, especially the top-down raglans. I can get through one in 2 weeks, and I'm trying to even get it down as fast as 1 week, but I'm not going to put pressure on myself. I just think it's really fun that I'm getting faster. But of course, my main goal overall is to knit something I can wear and I like wearing. I don't care how long it takes, as long as I enjoy wearing it. All right, that's it for tonight's podcast. And I say night because it's 11 p.m. Hopefully I can edit this over the next half an hour and get it up and somehow wake up for my 8 a.m. meeting that I have. I usually have to use 3 alarm clocks to wake me up, and it takes at least 1 hour for them to wake me up. I hit snooze about 10 times. Kind of sad. I don't know what's wrong with me, why I can't get up for the first hour, why I have to hit snooze so many times. On Saturdays, I'll wake up at 9 a.m. on my own. So, wish me luck in getting up. Have a great week, and remember that the new Knitty comes out tomorrow morning. Happy knitting, everyone!